Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to a slightly different episode of Keeping Up Appearances, the luxury podcast. It's an executive bonus edition. This is an extra episode of the companion podcast for exploring the galaxy of Hyacinth Bouquet from the BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances. My name's Jonathan Vernon-Smith, and with me, wondering why, if the Thorncliffs have a little place in the country, why can't he, is William Hanson.
Hello, Jonathan. I am here for a second time this week because we love Hyacinth's world and we want to bring you more. As we reach the final series of Keeping Up Appearances, Jonathan and I thought we would start to discuss all those other extra bits we've seen of Hyacinth and her family to bring you the full bouquet.
So, until the end of this podcast, we'll be releasing a second weekly episode exploring even more of Hyacinth's quirks and eccentricities. From interviews and outtakes to TV ads and children in need specials, there's so much to discuss. So what shall we be serving the bucketheads for the candlelit supper we'll call today's episode, William?
Well, it's that very same children in need special you just mentioned. This was the 1995 edition of Children in Need. And we should say, to give this some context, we were aware that this existed or had been done-ish. Some people did. But no one had ever found it, or it had been lost in the annals, I said annals, of time.
That's true.
And then suddenly, towards the end of last year, was it?
It just pops up.
It re-emerged.
Again, thanks to the Keeping Up Appearances Facebook page, where one of the bucketheads on there shared this gem. And you can imagine, when this popped up, and people quite often share clips of Keeping Up Appearances, and I will often watch them.
Yeah.
And suddenly this clip started, and it was this wonderful moment as I saw it. I thought, oh my God, I've never ever seen this. What am I watching? It was a gem. And I sent it to you, and you got quite emotional, didn't you?
It was DEFCON 1, basically. I almost thought we should put out an immediate emergency episode there and then, because it's only 6 minutes. 6 minutes of magic, and it's six extra minutes with some of your favourite characters that you have never seen before, and you never thought you would ever see any more footage that was humanly possible. And also, it's 6 minutes of just greatness.
It's a brilliant little storyline, isn't it?
Yeah, and I assume, we don't know, I'm going to take a punt that Harold Snowd wrote this.
I think he probably did.
I don't think Roy Clark wrote this.
Oh, gosh. Right.
Who knows? Obviously, he created the entire concept to begin with. Mm-hmm. So it was inspired by that. And there are lots of sort of repeated themes and sort of Easter eggs that get popped in.
Yeah.
But I think it was probably, oh, quick, we need something. They'd probably finished recording probably the last series, and it was tagged on the end, and this is what we got.
The bouquet residence, the lady of the house speaking.
It begins with the phone ringing. It's my sister Daisy. Hyacinth answers the phone. And you get this feeling, don't you, very quickly, that all is not well on the end of that phone.
No, Hyacinth hasn't picked up on that just yet.
No.
But very quickly she does. Just going back to before she actually answers the phone, she's singing a song that we hear her sing elsewhere in the series. She's singing, it's where she sings when she's doing the Candlelight Supper episode where they got Rose's men banging on the door in series two, and she's singing, and she's at the piano, the upright piano in the sitting room that's never there until only in that episode, and she's singing, for tonight, I am dream of my dream of light, tra-la-la, tra-la-la, oh, oh. It's beautiful.
Gosh, that was, yes. Transported there. Wonderful. What a lovely
But you're singing that here. Thank you. And that is from Tom Jones. Not.
You're going to fool me.
Not him off of Knickers. Tom Jones, the opera. It's the waltz song.
Oh, I see. The phone rings. And Hyacinth answers the phone. And it is Daisy.
Yes.
And we quickly learn why there's this slightly strange tone, because Daddy's dead.
And then she says, it's very dark, this entire 6 minutes.
It's really dark.
It's slightly one foot in the grave humour.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's very true.
And she says, have you been careless with him? I think they've sort of manslaughtered Daddy.
She can't believe that Daddy would be dead.
No.
Not when she's expecting people for a candlelit supper, finger buffet, and a first showing of her holiday slides.
And that made me think, that holiday slides reference, obviously, you know, we don't do holiday slides anymore, we have Instagram. But we had, I don't know what you had, whether you did slides or whatever, but we had our holiday photos stuck in albums. I remember my mother always curating these albums and picking out the best photo, and you put a little note in to go, you know, William's first day at school, James's first day at school. There were lots of photos of that, which is one of me, and that sort of thing. But I remember we'd come back from holiday and she'd, you know, she'd have created, and then she would make people sit and look through those albums. And at the time I thought nothing of that because I was 10. Now, to do that, you know, imagine if you came around, yeah, I might show you one photo if it was something particularly funny. But to go, no, look at all 50 photos of our family holiday and express an interest in all of them.
Yes.
It's quite something.
But it was quite common.
Yes. Did your family do that?
Yeah. And we used to have slide showings as well.
Did you?
Yes, because my uncle was very into photography. So it was normally, we would be invited as a family to go to their lovely house for a meal. And then after the meal, you know, the curtains would be drawn, the room would be plunged into darkness, and the old projector would be fired up, and we would sit there for hours watching slide after slide of their holiday photos. It will forever be etched into my memory.
Wow. Thank God we've got TikTok.
Yeah, quite.
Which is the new version.
Yes.
Richard, Daddy's dead.
Are you sure?
I've just this minute put the phone down.
Would he be phoning you if he was dead?
So poor Daddy's dead. And it's a very touching moment because Richard comes to Hyacinth, who's on the phone, and she says, she tells Richard that Daddy has just died. And he kind of comforts her and takes her into the kitchen. And the audience who are watching it, they all say, oh, because it is really, it's genuinely sad, isn't it? The thought that Hyacinth's Daddy's dead.
Because, of course, Daddy is a huge sort of character that's not a character, as it were, throughout the series. We do see him, but not a lot, and he only says the odd line.
And Hyacinth, when she sits down at the table, and she's, all of this is going around in her mind, and she says, but Daddy can't be dead, because only yesterday he was running around naked at the over 60s, which is, again, is a lovely moment. And we instantly get a little impression in our minds of Hyacinth's pervy old daddy.
Yeah, pervy to everyone else, but wonderful and
that's right,
marvellous to Hyacinth. Yeah. And we can't leave Daddy at Onslow's. Richard's got to go and fetch him.
Yes, because he must be brought to their house for the viewing.
Yes.
Have you ever been to a viewing?
No, I was asked, I have been asked before if I wanted to see certain relatives once they died, normally whilst they were in the bed that they died in.
Right.
And I've always said no, so I've never seen a corpse.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Have you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I've seen a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in Ireland, it's
very normal.
Quite normal, isn't it? You have the coffin open and you all go round and have a look. But so Hyacinth wants Daddy to be, I think she wants him to lay in state.
Yes, and I don't think Daddy is entitled to that. I haven't checked my protocol books, but I'm fairly sure Daddy does not get to lie in state.
Later that evening, The front door opens.
And it's very, like, you could edit this into quite a dark horror trailer. Because Hyacinth staring out the door with it stormy at night, raining. Again, it's not a shot we ever see in Keeping Up Appearances.
No.
You could do quite a dark sort of like slash film or slasher film, whatever they called them, trailer.
In comes the coffin, carrying Daddy.
Richard has obviously found this coffin somehow. I mean, again, let's not explore the logic. He's not only gone to get...
I thought that they'd... Oh, yes, of course, I hadn't thought.
Because presumably it's the same day. Presumably.
Yes. So the way that it would work, if Daddy had just died...
The Undertakers would do it all.
The Undertakers would have collected Daddy in a private ambulance, which always sounds more luxurious than it is.
Oh.
And they would have taken him in the private ambulance, where they would then have prepared him and placed him in the coffin. But there would normally be a bit of a conversation with the family first, who would choose the coffin. Mm. And I suspect that if Hyacinth had anything to do with that, she would have chosen a luxury upholstered casket.
Yes.
An American-style casket with the lid on hinges.
On hinges, like Dracula.
That's right.
Yeah.
But they involve an extra big hole.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
They do. Even this is taking a slightly dark twist, isn't it? This podcast.
Yes. Onslow and Richard enter with the coffin. Onslow and Richard. I'll give you a minute.
Right.
Mind my wallpaper. He loved my herringbone woodblock.
Onslow and Richard enter with the coffin, and they put the coffin on two chairs in the hall.
Yeah, mind my wallpaper.
Yes.
She says, you don't want a coffin scraping your wallpaper.
Well,
do you?
She shouldn't have put the chairs so close up against the wall. That's what I would have said to that. And then, bizarrely, I know nothing about coffin design, but I think the lids are slightly screwed on.
They are normally.
And she just sort of lifts the lid up.
She lifts it off, just to check. And it is clearly Daddy in there.
Yes, but she will not have Daddy lying in state in that outfit.
No, Richard's got to go and get a suit for him to borrow.
Now, we've seen Daddy briefly in the episodes.
Yeah.
We've seen Richard. Might be a bit baggy on Daddy.
Yes, that's
Daddy
true.
Seems very slight.
Yeah.
Whereas Richard is normal size.
Yeah.
But not as slight as Daddy.
I imagined when I watched this that poor Daddy was in his pyjamas.
So sorry. Cut that. Yes. Yes.
Say yes again.
Pajamas.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want to be buried in?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Cream action slacks and a navy blue polo. I'd be very happy with that.
And something. And a pair of chini shoes.
And some chini shoes. Yes. That would be nice. Yeah.
Belt.
Just simple classics for the man about town.
That is your standard go-to Jonathan Vernon Smith outfit.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to be viewed.
No.
But should anybody lift my lid, I would like them to find me in my usual attire.
But I have put in my will, when at the back is an addendum, which I was told in no uncertain terms by the lawyer isn't legally binding.
Right.
But I have put in there what I want to be buried in. Indeed, in full instructions for my funeral, because I think it helps. Yeah. And in there is exactly what I want to be buried in. So I think it's, even if you're not viewed...
What will you be buried in?
A suit. A navy suit.
Oh, lovely.
White shirt, tie.
Mm-hmm. Crisp.
Yeah.
No makeup stains.
No. I've got makeup stains on my collar today.
And some black shoes.
Yes. Obviously with a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, nice.
Classic.
I have put in there, if I've got any sort of blemishes when I die, if they could just use a bit of concealer.
It's been a terrible accident.
I mean, I'm almost a spot, but yes.
Car windscreen. airbag. If they could just remove the airbag from my face.
Oh. Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, this is in such bad taste.
Is that the phone going?
Hang on. Oh! <I'm... laughs> So hot. Oh, I'd better get that. It's bound to be someone very important.
We'll be back momentarily after Jonathan explains to that caller that they can't have 3 of 22 and a portion of 19. We'll be back momentarily after Jonathan explains to that caller that... Sorry. We'll be back momentarily after Jonathan explains to that caller that they cannot have... We'll be back momentarily after Jonathan explains to that caller that they cannot have 3 of 22 and a portion of 19 with chips.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome back, Bucketheads. We are still discussing the Children in Need special episode. It's only 6 minutes long of Keeping Up Appearances.
Yes. And the coffin has arrived. It's on two chairs in Hyacinth's hallway. They're having a discussion about what Daddy should be buried in. Daisy has brought his bugle.
Yes.
Which, of course, Daddy, I think it's in... Is it the... Which is the episode outside the church hall where we see Daddy with his bugle?
Yes.
I bet you if I search my notes.
Is that where Richard's doing electrics executively?
No.
No.
It is... Oh, that's not what I... Oh, I don't think it's that one. Well, there is reference, apparently. I've just searched my notes for the word bugle.
Mm.
In Series 4, Episode 5, looking at properties.
Right.
And Richard is appointed to go and make sure Daddy doesn't play his bugle in confined spaces.
Okay.
But there is one where he's outside. Anyway, we'll never know.
There's a very good line, though. Because Daisy says that he always wanted to be buried with his bugle, and Onslow says, good job he didn't play the piano, which I think is a really good
line.
It's
a lovely line.
It's very funny.
Every line in this 6 minutes, pretty much, unless it's sort of plot-driven and sort of not meant to be funny, every funny line is funny.
Mm.
This is why it's so good. And please go and join these Facebook groups, because we can't really... It's not on YouTube. Maybe we should try and upload it, but it's not on YouTube, so you can't find it. But it is very good, and hopefully the clips that you will have heard within this episode will give you a flavour. So I don't mean to be morbid again.
Oh, here we go.
Because I've got that. But there's a reason I'm asking. Do you want to be buried with any particular items in your coffin?
I don't want to be buried.
No, but you've got to be in a coffin. Okay, do you want...
So anything that comes with me will be burnt.
Yes, because my granny was burned, but she insisted that she had the apron that she, sort of toweling apron that she used to bathe James and me in when she was looking after us, because apparently she was very happy when she did that, and a packet of cigarettes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, that's what granny wanted. So that went in her coffin and off to the crematorium.
Right. Did she smoke, your granny?
Yes, but she stopped when I was born.
Right.
Okay. I think she still smoked for about 6 months after I was born, but then stopped.
Did she smoke a luxury brand?
I don't know. I can find out.
St. Moritz or Dunhill International, I can imagine Granny smoking. Or maybe a Sobrani.
I will find... I don't know. I generally don't know. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't know... I don't know my cigarettes from a cigarette.
Sobrani, if you were a smoker...
Yeah.
And thank goodness you're not, because you'd stink. But if you were a smoker, you would smoke Sobrani.
Really?
Yes, because they're all different coloured cigarettes.
Oh,
and they
fun.
Have a gold... The filter is gold.
Oh, no. Luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you'd enjoy
I'm
that.
Not going to start.
No,
and obviously
don't
smoke, everyone.
Please don't, no.
No. Hyacinth decides she must ring the Prime Minister,
yep.
John Major at the time, because Daddy was a war hero.
That's true. And then she thinks, no, there won't be room in the Abbey for him. So he'll have to be on view in the hallway of Wainy Elm.
Which is the next best thing after Westminster Abbey.
Or maybe in one of their bedrooms. Maybe the guest room.
Yes, indeed. And Daisy is wondering to Onslow what killed Daddy, and maybe it was the king prawns with water chestnuts.
Yes.
Which, but, again, fun.
But it can't be, because Onslow had them. But Daisy says, but he's got a very good metabolism.
Yes, but also king prawns with water chestnuts. That doesn't sound very Daisy and Onslow. Where the heck were they?
No, it is a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the only thing I thought that jarred, as fun as it is.
But I presume it's from the Chinese takeaway.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Because water chestnuts are Chinese.
Yes.
Mm.
And in the 90s, they might have been blaming the Chinese inadvertently for killing Daddy.
Yes. Hyacinth wants to announce that Daddy will be on view to the public in a guest bedroom, and can they fit a military band?
Yes. There's a very, very nice Hyacinth line about the bedroom that I really enjoy, because...
Adam's lost it.
You're right. You're right. There's a very nice Hyacinth moment, isn't there, where she talks about... having Daddy in the guest bedroom, and Richard says it's a bit small, and she says, Richard, none of my guest bedrooms are small. They are executively compact.
Attractively
compact.
Yes, lovely.
And she also describes her guest room as having the exclusive wallpaper and built-in wardrobes.
Yes.
Which is nice.
And if they're attractively compact, I would actually say built-in wardrobes is the last thing you want.
She should work for an estate agent, shouldn't she, Hyacinth? Because she knows exactly how to describe things.
But I think I've said this before, maybe in an interview about this podcast. We have all become, or life has become, like, obviously you and I started off as Hyacinth, but life has become more Hyacinth. You cannot walk past a block of very average flats that are now advertised as luxury apartments. There's nothing luxury about them. They're just perfectly well built.
Mm.
That doesn't equate to luxury. Everything. And again, when you read the specifications for houses, like you say, estate agents sort of soup it up. Everyone has become a bit Hyacinth.
Yeah. Maybe in a future episode of our luxury podcast, we should talk about how to make a very ordinary property just a little bit more luxury.
I think that's a very good idea.
Mm.
Mm. And then probably the doorbell goes... Hyacinth shoos away the family. Is it the right doorbell, by the way? Now you've got me on that after last week's bonus.
I don't remember. I think it is, because it would have jarred with me if it wasn't.
She's busy running around getting sort of props as Richard is greeting Liz at the door.
Yeah.
Emmett's on his way.
Yeah.
And Liz then comes from that ante-hall into the hall to find Hyacinth, who obviously wants to mask the fact it's a coffin, even though... A minute ago, she was happy with people seeing Daddy lying in state. So she's had a bit of a U-turn on that. She wasn't ready. She's put a cushion on the coffin, a telephone directory, and the pearl white Whitestone line telephone with last number redial.
Yeah.
And she introduces it as...
It's Elizabeth.
She's very early. Wait, you said 8 o'clock. My watch must have stopped. Richard... Told me my watch had stopped.
Her low-line, fully reclining, waist-height telephone table seat.
It's amazing.
Mm.
I wet myself when I watched that. I genuinely thought that was the funniest thing I had seen. And I was watching it. I think I was lying in bed watching it as you had sent it to me. And Mikey was in the sitting room next door. And he had to come and check on me because he thought I was having some sort of seizure. Because I was creasing up, having never watched this before.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And it's the way Liz says, it's a coffin. She's not fooled for a moment. I mean, why would you be?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just great. And Emmett comes in. She wants to sort of Richard to go and show them into the garden because it looks so nice at night.
Yes. When all of a sudden, the unmistakable sound of Daddy's bugle from inside the coffin.
And then, again, Dracula-esque, the coffin lid starts to rise.
Yes. Daddy has returned from the dead. Or was he dead?
And then they all scream. It fades to Hyacinth then suddenly in bed, looking scared with a duvet pulled up around her face.
Mm.
It's clearly all a dream.
Thank goodness for that. Oh, isn't it wonderful, William? Wasn't it wonderful?
It's so good. And also then, continuing that theme of sort of humanisation that we saw with Richard and Hyacinth, there's that tender moment where she then phones Daisy just to check.
Mm.
Send my love to Onslow.
Yeah.
She says, it's beautiful.
Mm.
I love this.
Yes. It should be shown on BBC One at 7:30 on Saturday evening.
Yes.
Just for everyone.
Just to cheer up the nation.
Exactly. We all need a bit of that in our lives.
Absolutely. So thank you to everyone that was involved in putting that together at the time, because it has brought so much joy to so many people. It
certainly has. Now, we'll be back next week for a regular episode where we'll be discussing the fourth episode of Series 5 of Keeping Up Appearances, A Riverside Picnic. Until our deep psychic bombs and podcast feeds bring us all together again, mind you don't brush up against any walls in the meantime. Cheerio, bucketheads.
Goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.